Autumn's a fantastic time. You find that change from the summer into the autumn. You start looking for something a little bit warm, nourishing, warms the body. It's just fantastic. Pasta is one of those dishes that I enjoy for that reason. But there's not just your spaghetti or your fettuccine. There's so many varieties. And if you're making a sauce that you really want to, like a real nice creamy sauce or something like that, look for the beautiful little pasta ears. And they just seem to hold it and cap it. Big macaroni. It just is lovely to cook that with a ragu, for example. Makes a fantastic warm salad at the same time. But today I thought we'd go through a few sauces, which is so easy and delicious. We've often talked about using the sausage meat for your pasta sauce. Find a butcher who makes his own Italian sausage, because you take it out of the skin, you break off small bits of the sausage, cook it through. What it gives you is all those fantastic flavours that you can put into the sauce, but it adds through the sausage. And on top of that, you've only got to really go through and do your onion, carrot, celery, cook it right down with your cloves of garlic, a can of tomatoes, chicken stock, and a bay leaf if you have them. You can use your anchovy fillets just to give that little bit of salt and flavour once again, but it adds a delicious flavour. And I really like that because it's a quick, easy meal. Another pasta dish which I like, it's so simple. And this classic Roman pasta was traditionally prepared by peasants and shepherds, who they made the pasta in the morning, dusted it with salted sheep's cheese, wrapped it up to eat with their hands in the fields. And it's a pepper sauce. You take 2 tablespoons of black peppercorns and you dry roast them in a small fry pan. You want that to become very fragrant, then you know it's ready to go. And you coarsely grind that with a mortar and pestle. Now, the amount of cheese is, it sounds outrageous, but it is absolutely delicious. And you're using 500 grams of Pecorino Romano and 120 grams of Parmigiano Reggiano. But that's going to be to 500 grams of dried spaghetti. So it's going to serve plus have leftover, hopefully, because it's delicious. So you cook the pasta in a large saucepan of boiling salted water, according to the instructions. Drain, reserving about a liter of the pasta water, and transfer the pasta to a large warm bowl. Remember to keep that water on the side. Add a handful of the cheese mixture, which has got the pepper in it, and add that to the pasta and stirring vigorously to coat, and stirring consistently. Add a second handful of cheese and a ladle of the pasta water, and then still stirring, continue to add the cheese and pasta water alternatively, a little bit like going with the old risotto. And you'll find that it'll start to actually just absorb and just be absolutely beautiful. But the cheese, you know, once that's done, the sauce just clings to the pasta. Divide it among the plates and top it with remaining sauce and cheese. It just needs that little tiny touch just to hit it. Another really quick, easy, I think, is that heat your fry pan, and adding some garlic cloves, some chilies, some cherry tomatoes, either fresh or tinned. And then you can start to play with that a little bit. You can use that basis to go into tuna. And I love that chili tuna for that. Get a good quality that's in olive oil. Add capers to it. Delicious. Put spinach through it. It all just keeps adding to it. But it's beautiful with just a regular, I find, with spaghetti. And it is absolutely delicious. And let's not forget the pesto. 5 cups of basil, that's about 2 bunches, to a cup of olive oil, and 120 grams of pine nuts, about 80 grams of parmesan, and a clove of garlic and the juice of half a lemon to taste, just at the end. But this is something that you can make in a jar, store it, absolutely beautiful. It's so good to use with vegetables, but always beautiful with a linguine. Hope you've enjoyed the session. Really nice comfort family food, And you've been with Annette on Community Kitchen.